Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us on the program right now, the executive director, the only executive director that the College Football Playoff has ever had in its 4 years, is our next guest, Bill Hancock. Bill, you're on with Sean Pendergast, Rich Lord, and three-time Super Bowl champ Ted Johnson. It's great to have you on again. How are you?
Oh, hey, guys. Thank you for having me back on. And I'm just laughing because you chose very good music.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's like a wrestler. You got to have your walk-up music when you come down that ramp. That's your walk-up music. So Bill, we've been obviously, like I think the rest of the sporting world, talking about this playoff, the matchups, these pairings. And this, I don't know if you agree or disagree with this, this felt like the selection that had the most debate and discussion going into it the 48 hours before, and certainly the results in those conference title games did nothing to quell that. Can you take us inside the room a little bit and give us an idea of what the debate was like and just how late until the committee finally arrives at the four that they gave us?
Yeah, let's take a peek. It was, we probably finished, I don't know, 1:15 or 1:30 Saturday morning or Sunday morning, however you want to look at it.
Yep.
We got delayed when the field tore up in the Big Ten championship.
Yeah.
And somebody asked me today if you were cheering for one team or another, and I said, no, we were all cheering for the guy who was out there trying to fix the field.
Yes.
Because we knew we had a late night ahead of us, and we wanted to get started as soon as possible. But, you know, this year, every year is different. We've talked about this before, but every year is so different. And this year, teams 1, 2, and 3 were cut and dried.
Yeah.
So we didn't have to spend a lot of time on those, which gave us more time to talk about 4 and 5, which we did. We had an idea when we went to bed early Sunday morning about who 4 and 5 might be. But we didn't tie it up until we came back on Sunday because a couple of people said they were still unsure, wanted to sleep on it, wanted to take another look. So we spent another, I don't know, a couple of hours Sunday morning diving back in and obviously came out with the rankings we did.
Hey, Bill, I'm just wondering from your perspective, what's this been like for you to be a part of this process in your fourth year executive director, this whole thing? I mean, there's pressure. Everybody's looking at you to make the right decisions. Are you having fun doing this? Has this enhanced your life? Is it just a major distraction? Are you enjoying this process and being part of this whole thing?
Oh, man, that's a good question. You bet. Absolutely, I'm enjoying it. I'm from a farm town in western Oklahoma. And getting to do this, it exceeds anything I ever imagined that I would get to do in my life. You know, as y'all know, I was director of the Final Four before I came over to football 13 years ago. And so I got to direct the best event in college basketball and now the best one in college football. And I've been through selection week now for, I don't know, 30 times. And I understand people being disappointed. I also understand committee members rolling up their sleeves and making the right decision.
Bill, you're talking to three guys who absolutely agree that the four most deserving teams are in the playoff. But as we've sort of been hovering around, there's plenty of other people who think that, you know, Ohio State or Wisconsin or USC or somebody like that had a case to be in. I guess I have sort of a two-pronged question. I'm hearing things about football power index and strength of record. And number one, I'm wondering how much of the new analytics have factored into how you guys make your determinations. And number two, more of an intangible thing, some people are making the case that Alabama's brand, Alabama's body of work over the last several years, not just this season, was a factor, if only maybe subconsciously, in the minds of the committee members. Can you address both of those and whether or not they have an impact?
Yeah, I sure can. We have all kinds of hard data in front of us about all the teams, every statistic you can imagine. And we even narrowed on about a dozen or so that are the primary predictors of success. So we look at those very carefully. I don't even know, frankly, strength of record, and I forget the other one you mentioned.
FPI.
FPI. I hear about those, but we don't use those. You know, we had We had a data-driven system in the BCS, and we think this system or the committee of experts is far better. Data can take you so far, but it can't take you all the way. The way we're doing it is best. The other part about the brand, that's also an interesting question because, I mean, you're talking about two great brands if you're talking about Ohio State and Alabama. So I don't see, I mean, obviously brand is not a thing that the committee talks about anyway, but I just don't see any relevance at all. When people ask me that, I sort of smile and tell me, okay, which brand is stronger? So, you know, yeah. Can't do it.
Bill Hancock, Executive Director of the College Football Playoff, joining us on Sports Radio 610. Bill, we hear people talk about the successes of these schools that are in the mix for the playoffs. Rich just mentioned it, the things like FPI and things like wins over top 25 teams or top 10 teams or whatever metric people want to come up with. I want to ask you about the flip side to that, because each of these teams, even the four that are in the postseason or that are in the playoff, have blemishes on their record. Can you take us into what the debate is like over that side of it? Say, like Clemson losing to a 4-8 Syracuse team, and certainly the biggest one, I think, which I think we all kind of assume was the biggest factor in Ohio State getting left out, losing by over 30 points to a 7-5 Iowa team. Can you take us into the discussions of the, as rare as they are, the failures of some of these candidates for the playoff?
Yeah, every team has blemishes, and frankly, every year of the playoff, all the teams have had blemishes. You know about the injury to the Clemson quarterback when they played Syracuse. Oklahoma's lost to Iowa State. They had some injured players, and that one was frankly inexplicable, as was the Ohio State loss to Iowa. The committee talked about that Ohio State had some really significant victories, but a little bit of inconsistency throughout the season. I don't know that anyone can really put their arms around what happened in that Iowa-Ohio State game. Iowa played very well, and of course it's kind of a hard place to play. We've all seen the upset losses that Iowa has inflicted on people in those night games there. So, yeah, everybody has blemishes, and I didn't address Alabama's, but I think everybody knows what they are. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, the committee just said, hey, we think Alabama's better. And most of the committee members had watched all of the games of Alabama and Ohio State and the other teams in consideration. And these are football experts. And they just stepped back and said, you know what? Alabama's a better team.
Yeah. Hey, Bill, you know, I'm going to ask you the token question that I think we ask you when you come on. And this is other people say, oh, this is the year. If there's ever been a year to have an 8-team playoff, it's this year. There's so many teams that are deserving. You know, what's the committee think about that? An 8-team playoff moving forward, is that even a consideration?
It's really not. Our board has not talked about it at all. There's just no interest in the level in our board level about expanding, and they would be the ones that would make the decision. The board is comprised of university presidents and then also conference commissioners from every conference. We like the four. We like the debate. We like the fact that teams only play two postseason games as opposed to more that they would have to play in an 18 tournament. And there's something to be said for scarcity, that this is not an event that's easy to get into, that when you make it into it, it still means something. Unlike so many other sports that have virtual all-comers meets, that's not the way we've chosen to manage college football.
Bill, as you know, obviously the Big 12 went back to a championship game this year. And this question will require, I suppose, a degree of speculation on your part. It clearly increased the profile for Oklahoma, trouncing TCU as far as their chances to get in. Do you think Oklahoma would have gotten in had there not been a Big 12 championship game?
Oh, boy. I don't know, because that would have been interesting. That would have been an interesting challenge for the committee. I think the Big 12 made the right call by going to the championship game. I think people in Oklahoma would disagree with that if TCU had won the game. But what it does is gives the Big 12 champion another game against a quality opponent. And so that, for that reason alone, I think they've made the right decision. Although everybody needs to realize the risk from playing a championship game. And look at Auburn. And look at what could have happened to Oklahoma. And look what happened to all the Big 12 teams back in the BCS days. So there's a great deal of risk to it. But again, I think the Big 12 made the right call.
Bill, last thing before we let you go, just to circle back to Ted's question about an 18 playoff. And by the way, I think we ask you every year because we figure one year you're going to break that news on our show and we're going to have a big scoop. But this is the first year, if I'm not mistaken, where we've had two teams from one Power 5 conference get into the 14 playoffs. So instead of one conference being left out, now this year there are two conferences being left out, the Pac-12 and the Big 10. If there is pressure for an 18 playoff at some point, in your opinion, is that where it's going to come from? Is it going to come from maybe some of these Power 5 conferences being left, you know, an overabundance of those teams being left out? Or do you think that this is something that the Power 5 conferences knew this going in and they're going to be comfortable with?
Well, first of all, we went 8.5 minutes into this call before Ted ever asked me about expanding. which, Ted, that's a new record for you. I congratulate you on that.
Thank you, Bill.
You know, I think when it comes time to decide about what to do after the 12 years, and that'll happen in year 10 or so, 2024-ish, I would imagine, the commissioners will sit back and say, has this been good for the game? Is it what we need to continue doing? I don't, unlike many people, I don't feel that the LSU-Alabama matchup in that BCS game that year in 2011-2012 was the impetus for the playoff. A lot of people do, but having heard all the discussions of the commissioners, I really don't. What I think was more the impetus is, can we make it better? And the commissioners knew there was BCS fatigue. And we're light years away from that, where we are with the college football playoff.
That I would agree with. Mm-hmm. The fervor for this thing is still at the same pitch that it was 4 years ago when you guys invented it, Bill. Bill Hancock, the executive director of the college football playoff. Bill, we appreciate you coming on every time with us. Really appreciate your candor. Congratulations on picking a great 14 playoff, and let's go enjoy some football this next month or so.
Y'all are great. Thanks again. We always have a good time, and I hope we can do it again soon.
You got it, Bill. Anytime. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. Love having Bill Hancock on to talk college football playoff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.